The text for our devotion this morning is taken from the 18th chapter of Luke, verses 35 through 43. Then it happened as he was coming near Jericho that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, I want to publicly admit today that I have a difficulty with my eyes. I've had this trouble for a long time. It has nothing to do with the glasses that I'm wearing. While it hasn't gotten any worse, it certainly has not gotten any better. I don't know if there's an official name for it, so I call it male pattern blindness. Here's how it affects me. I look in the refrigerator past the three bottles of salad dressing that are on the door and say, "There's no salad dressing." My wife tells me that there's more in the cabinet on the top shelf on the right-hand side behind the sugar. So I open the cabinet, look exactly where she told me, look directly at the salad dressing, but don't see it. If it's in an especially obvious place, I might get the comment, "Are you blind?" Sometimes we have trouble seeing what should be obvious. In our text this morning, a blind man, though, has no trouble seeing Jesus for who he is, the Messiah, the Almighty Son of God. We witness a miracle as Jesus heals this blind man. And we also recall today a much more serious form of blindness. It was a very tough life. That blind man sat along the main road into Jericho, maybe with a small basket for collecting donations. He probably looked like someone we would want to pass by. He couldn't see who was in front of him to beg, and he had to rely on the kindness of strangers just to survive. So when he hears the sounds of a large crowd going by, he wants to know what's happening. When they tell him it's Jesus, we learn something else about this blind man. He is one of God's faithful, and he knows exactly who Jesus is. When he calls out to Jesus, this man uses the title Son of David. He's confessing to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the promised Son of God. And Jesus is the only one who can help this man. And what an incredible miracle, a man who was living in a world of physical darkness, who could not see, who went through life without the benefit of one of his senses, suddenly was given the gift of his sight. He cries out to Jesus for help, and Jesus asks the man, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man asks for his sight. And it wasn't just a hopeful request. This man knew that only his Savior had the power to heal his physical problem, because only his Savior had already healed his spiritual problem. He knew that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior. He believed that God's promise was being fulfilled right there in Jesus. This man, whose name we're not told, was given both his spiritual and physical sight by God. God the Holy Spirit had already healed his spiritual blindness by creating faith in him. And now God the Son heals his physical blindness. Jesus demonstrates many times in the Bible that he is God. We have only a few of his miracles recorded in the Bible. There were many more. And they're never done to only fix a physical issue. They always also show the power of God. Making the blind see wasn't only about healing physical blindness. There's a much worse kind of blindness than the physical blindness experienced by this man. It's spiritual blindness. It's the blindness caused by unbelief. The spiritually blind can read and hear God's word, but still not see that it's for them. They're often like the people in the crowd telling the beggar to be quiet. You'll find them everywhere. They're especially easy to find in the comments section on any website. But they're also all around you, and they're right here today. Because even when we think we followed God's law pretty well, we've failed miserably. We're often blind to our own sins. Maybe you think you're not as bad as that atheist carrying a sign around with some blasphemous statement. But you are. Maybe you think you're not as bad as the people burning down buildings in protest of something. But you are. Or maybe you think you're not as good as the person sitting a few seats away today. The person who attends church regularly, who lives an outwardly holy life. We only need to look at God's word to learn how God feels about how good we all are. We're told in Isaiah that all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. But your eyes have been opened by God. Because of your faith, you do recognize your sins. You recognize that you're sinful even when you're tempted to believe that you're leading a holy life. And you and I know that the wages of sin is death. But we also know that the debt for our sins has been paid. And so we cry out, just like the blind man, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." We ask for mercy in our prayers. We ask for it each week when we confess our sins in church. And our Lord always responds with his mercy, just as he responded to this blind man. And our sins are forgiven. A piece of paper was found in Martin Luther's pocket after he died. And on it was written, "We are beggars. This is true." And it is absolutely true. We're no better off than the blind beggar in our text on our own without God. We are helpless, unable to help ourselves. And we have nothing to offer God that he could possibly want. But as Christians, we are not on our own. Jesus Christ lived his life perfectly in your place, and he died as payment for all of your sins. And in faith, your eyes are opened to not only see and confess your sins, but also to see the forgiveness won for you, forgiveness that Jesus gives to you freely. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Please rise for the prayer. We pray, Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Holy Spirit, strengthen our hearts and confirm our faith and hope in your grace and mercy. So that even though we are unworthy sinners, we may still hold fast to your grace, and in every trial and temptation find our refuge in you. In the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.